This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday urged Southeast Asian countries to help address global challenges at the ASEAN summit in the capital of Laos. In particular, Blinken singled out China for their behavior in the South China Sea.
As we take stock of this affirmative agenda, we also have to work together to address challenges to this shared vision, whether it's Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine, the DPRK's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs, the ongoing and heartbreaking crisis in Burma, or the PRC's escalatory and unlawful actions taken against the Philippines in the South China Sea over the last few months.
During the meeting, Indonesia's foreign minister, Retno Marsudi, also stressed the urgent need for sustainable peace.
We should be the guardian of the international laws in a consistent manner. When we talk about respecting international law, it should be applied to all. It should be applied in Ukraine issue, South China Sea, and certainly for Palestine.
Participants in these meetings represent either critical U.S. allies and partners or Washington's two largest rivals, Moscow and Beijing, which have grown closer over the past 2 years. Israeli airstrikes have hit a building used by displaced people in central Gaza, killing dozens of people. Saturday's attack happened as negotiators prepared to meet international mediators to discuss a proposed ceasefire. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli airstrikes have hit a school and a hospital in central Gaza. At least 30 people sheltering at the girls' school in Deir el-Balah were taken to Al-Aqsa Hospital and pronounced dead after a strike that Israel's military said targeted a Hamas command and control center used to store weapons and plan attacks. Gaza's health ministry says over 10 people were killed in other strikes on Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Mexican drug kingpin Ismael El Mayo Zambada and a son of his former partner Joaquin El Chapo Guzman were arrested on Thursday in El Paso, Texas, in a major coup for U.S. authorities that may also reshape the Mexican criminal landscape. Alex Cohen has more.
They face multiple charges in the U.S. for funneling huge quantities of fentanyl and other drugs to U.S. streets. Guzman Lopez lured Zambada to the U.S., according to three current and former U.S. officials familiar with the operation, who sought anonymity to speak candidly about the events. Zambada pleaded not guilty and was ordered detained without bond, according to court records. If Zambada was betrayed by Guzman Lopez, it could have major ramifications for their operation known as the Sinaloa Cartel. It traffics drugs to more than 50 countries around the globe and is one of the two most powerful organized crime groups in Mexico.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. Former United States President and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump addressed the audience at the Turning Point Actions Believer Summit 2024 in West Palm Beach, Florida on Friday. Trump took to attacking Vice President and likely Democratic nominee Kamala Harris.
Harris will appoint hundreds of extreme far-left judges to forcibly impose crazy San Francisco liberal values on Americans nationwide. She'll appoint hardcore Marxists to the Supreme Court to shred our Constitution and all of our religious liberty. She will do that, absolutely. She will try as hard as she can to add as many justices as possible to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Trump is set to speak on Saturday at a Bitcoin conference in Nashville, Tennessee, which is estimated to have 20,000 attendees. The Olympic Games are underway following the opening ceremony this Friday in Paris. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Rains in Paris had dampened the mood ahead of the ceremony's start on Friday evening. But as global audiences tuned in, the show's spectacular launch at 7:30 p.m. local time immediately lifted spirits. A humorous short film featured French soccer icon Zinedine Zidane. It was followed by fireworks of French blue, white, and red. Crowds crammed along the River Seine and watching from balconies oohed and awed as Olympic teams began parading in boats along the waterway. Paris organizers had said they expected 6,800 of the 10,500 athletes to attend before embarking on the next 16 days of competition. The games feature 329 events across 32 sports. No official events were held Friday. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti.